This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
This season, let your shoes do the talking. Designer Shoe Warehouse is packed with fresh styles that speak to your whole vibe without saying a word. From cool sneakers that look good with everything to easy sandals you'll want to wear on repeat, PSW has you covered. Find a shoe for every you from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, New Balance, and more. Head to your DSW store or visit DSW.com today.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Good morning. Welcome to the Outdoor Show here on this Sunday morning. I'm Captain Mickey Eastman, producing the Outdoor Show this morning. Is Jace, our sponsors today, the CCA Star Tournament, Allied Industrial Sales Incorporated, the Belleville Meat Market, and Boyd's One Stop. All right, getting to the weather. Galveston, 85 down on the island this morning, starting the morning off at 85. Looks like today, cloudy skies early. They'll be followed by partial clearing this afternoon, high of 89. And that wind is due south this morning, and it's a little breezy. They're calling for south winds, 15 to 25 today. It's not good news for a lot of anglers. Some can deal with it, others can't. That's kind of the wrong wind for a lot of places fish are at right now. But a few clouds tonight, low of 83, south winds 10 to 20. And then for tomorrow, clouds early, then mostly sunny the rest of the day, high around 90, south winds 10 to 20. So the south wind has returned. All right, looking at Galveston Channel tide predictions, we have two of them. We had a high just occur at 3:56 a.m. It's a 1.5. Then we have a low coming up at 7:25 p.m. It's a negative 0.7, so that ought to give you pretty much an outgoing tide all day long, especially mid-morning all through the afternoon. 6:33 a.m. is sunrise, 8:18 p.m. sunset, and our moon phase is 30%. Looking at current conditions right now, the buoy offshore 22 nautical miles east of Galveston, it's 85 degrees with 86 degree water. We have a south wind out there at 18 to 20 miles per hour. And then at Eagle Point, it's 87 degree water with 84 degree air temperature, south wind 14 to 18. And at Morgan's Point, it's showing the wind a little less, south at 8 to 10. But for the most part, every wind direction is due true south, 180 degrees, just about all over the place. So, all right, now let's get to our 2025 CCA Texas Star Tournament update and fill people in on what's going on with that. All right, two red tags have been confirmed, Gary Mershon of Houston and Nate Appella of Hallettsville. And then four blue tags have been confirmed. Those red tags, that's your Texas Ford dealers tag, red tag division, Ford truck, Haney boat package, Mercury Coastline trailer, the whole trimmings. Very nice prize. Blue tag division, there's four certified. That's your transport boat, Mercury Coastline package, Steve Isaacs of Lake Jackson, Mitchell Mays of Georgetown, Robbie Pratt of Spring, Brian Cook of Dripping Springs. So, pretty nice. All right, looking at Sheephead right now in the inshore division. New leader this week by 1 ounce. Eric Harper caught a 9-10. He's from Houston. Gafftop, Cherie, and Dorada called a 614. She's from Crosby. And Sue Lee of League City still hanging on with that black drum by 1 ounce, 11 pounds, 10 ounces. Off the Hall Power Offshore Division, the Kingfish leader. We have two kings weighed in, but 30-pound minimum. Carol Riley of Port O'Connor weighed in at the Fishing Center, a 33-pound, 15-ounce kingfish. Dorado, 37 pounds, 3 ounces. Cameron Hubner of Fulcher and Ling Danielle Grunewald of Freeport with a 56-pound, 15-ounce ling. That's a 50-pound minimum weigh-in right there. Red Snapper, 20-pound minimum. Joseph Hansen of Rocheron, 25 pounds, 8 ounces. And there's four more over 20 pounds weighed in just over 20. You got a 20.5, 0.7, 13, and a 14. So just squeezed them in over 20 pounds. All right, let's get to our phone lines. Let's get with the old hammer in the Tri-Bay area, Captain Glenn Hammond, see what he's up to this morning. Glenn, good morning. What's going on?
Oh, good morning, Captain Mickey. Not too much over here, but good morning. Not too much. It's blowing south at wind, 16 miles an hour we're showing this morning.
Yep.
Well, she's huffing a little bit out of the south.
A little puffy.
Let her blow. Actually, I heard the further east you went from here, water was pretty decent yesterday.
Yeah.
I mean, way east of us, like, say, almost over to your house.
But, well, no, it's not quite. Green water hadn't quite reached my backyard yet. We're still pretty fresh, but it's coming. If we can keep
it's
the river
coming.
Down. Yeah.
Yeah, I got a couple of reports. Well, first of all, they went out Friday, my next-door neighbor, and they he said they were catching gap top on top waters out in the surf. Can you imagine how many gap top were out there?
Good. Let them stay out there. Don't come in this year.
And no, new Skip Jackson gap top is all they were catching, man, in the surf. But that changed up yesterday afternoon. They did pretty good. They hit a spot, and it wasn't in the surf, though. It was in the bay. It was in West Galveston Bay, and they hit the trout pretty good late yesterday afternoon. Mm. But they were using live croakers. Seems to be the bait of the choice down here right now if you can't get a hold of shrimp.
Right.
But the price they're playing for the croakers are $1 a piece, so they're $12 a dozen. A quart of shrimp is running you $22 to $24 a quart. It depends on if you're paying cash or credit, you might get a little discount on it. But and then mud minnows, finger mullet, I think are $10 a dozen, and that's mud minnows great. Are $5 a dozen. Yeah, so bait is what they're catching them on right now. I know somebody's catching them on artificial, but and not in this area. Our water still is it's getting there. I mean, far as cleaning up. It was blowing again yesterday along the beachfront and everything. And anyway, I got some reports of speckled trout and no reds. No reds came in. Could talk to people. A couple of boats came in and they had some trout. They were catching them on croakers. They seemed to be biting pretty good on the croaks. But anyway, shrimp are available, bait camps, man. I looked around yesterday, drove around, and all the bait camps were holding plenty of bait. So that's that part of it's good. We're getting a lot of requests. You know, a lot of people call me wanting to know where they can go crabbing, and I always send them down. I send them to San Luis. What is the deal with crabs? Are they that popular in the? I mean, I love them too.
They're just that good, you know. I mean, I'd take a crab over a crawfish any day of the week.
And folks are—they're coming down, man. I see them carrying maybe three or four traps out in the boat and going out to set their traps out, and not just that, just every bayou, every ditch, every culvert, every little cut. There's somebody on it, buddy, and they got some crab lines. And you know those yellow styrofoam dishes that they serve those chicken legs and all that stuff in.
Yeah.
Those are just stacked thick along the grass in the grass.
Yeah, people they just throw them out. I mean, litter bugs, man, it's just so aggravating.
I cannot believe that us human beings are making this, so much of a mess out of this world. I mean, out of this, good Lord, folks. I mean, it's just terrible. I mean, you know, the fish can't eat it. They're not going to eat it. The poor alligators don't even eat it. I don't know why they leave so much garbage everywhere. But anyway, hey, let's see. The head traffic was super heavy in our area yesterday. I don't know what was going on. It was just a nice day out, and the folks turned out, buddy. It took them a while to get off the island yesterday afternoon late. My Captain Brandon, my neighbor, him and his wife were out in the surf, and they've seen this buoy floating, and he trolls over to it, and he pulls this buoy up, and it's not marked or anything. It's just a float, and it's got about 200 yards, maybe 200 or 300 yards of real thick braid, and he reeled it in, and then it had a huge spider weight or grappling weight, something to hold this thing on the bottom, with about a 200-pound test leader with all these big swivels. And Captain Mickey had the biggest circle hook I ever seen on the line. He pulled it all in. It was a shark rig, and I never seen so much work detail put into one thing. I mean, good Lord, you should have seen how much line and stuff this thing consists of. But
why was it attached to a buoy?
I think just a marker or to keep the bait up off the bottom or something. I don't know, but
they fishing some deep it was, water if it had 200 yards of braid under it.
Oh, it was, he said it was stretched along that beach. He pulled it in for 10 minutes. He just kept pulling line. Goodness. And that is, like I said, that is the biggest circle hook I've ever seen. The thing was 4 or 5 inches long.
Good
and
Lord.
About 2.5, 3 inches wide. It was the biggest circle hook I've ever seen in my life.
Hey, get it coated in gold and put it on a giant chain and wear it around your neck, Lynn.
Yeah, that would be pretty cool, brother. I hadn't thought of that. That's a good one. But anyway, he helped clean up the garbage out of the Gulf yesterday by bringing that thing in.
Yeah, that's just a molecule of it. Man, it's terrible the way people treat our resource with litter, and it's bad.
And if you go crabbing
somewhere, pull your chicken necks and your line in and roll it up and throw it away if you have to. Don't just leave it there.
They leave it right there. I'll take my pocket knife and go down to the boat ramp. Been about 10 minutes and I can come up with a toad sack full of a crab line and monofilament and just pieces of stuff that people just refuse to take with them, man. They throw it right down on the ground. Anyway, we got the resources. If people just take care of our area and kind of trying to help clean it up a little bit, that's all we can ask for.
A lot of people are, disgruntled about losing public fishing areas, but that right there is the number one reason. I know a lot of areas have been just totally closed off because they didn't take care, didn't clean up after themselves.
They got tired of them parking on the levee road. They started putting these big old concrete blocks up on these little driveways and blocking them off. It's like, look, folks, if you can't take care of the place, they're going to stop you from coming. You're just not going to be able to do it no more. Yeah, but anyway,
we're our own worst enemy, man.
So it's a free bridge now, St. Louis Pass. That's the good news, everybody. Come on down if you want to come over.
They dropped that toll quite a while back. So
free bridge now.
Yeah.
Drive at your own risk, though.
Yeah. Well.
Oh, Lord. Okay. Right, that's about what I got, dude.
All right. Well, have a good Sunday. Somebody wants to call you, give them a number, my friend.
Yes, sir. They can always reach me at 713 713- 208-0683. Happy fun Sunday to everybody, and I appreciate you, brother.
All right, Glenn.
Okay,
see you
bye-bye.
Now. All right. Okay, that's the Hammer Down in the Tri-Bay area. And right now, the 36th Annual CCA Texas Star Tournament is currently going on. That's running all summer long. It started Memorial Day. It'll run through Labor Day. And it's brought to you by your Texas Ford dealers, Progressive Insurance, and Academy Sports and Outdoors. If you're going fishing, get signed up before you do. Take advantage of over $2 million in prizes and scholarships, and that's for inshore and offshore division. 120 tagged redfish swimming around in inshore Texas waters just waiting to be caught. And you can fish for other species like gaff top, drum, and sheephead. Offshore fish for great prizes when you catch red snapper, ling, dolphin, and kingfish. Easy to enter. Go to startournament.org. That'll give you all your info for rules and entry and prize information. The CCA Star Tournament's brought to you by great sponsors like Mercury Marine, Lone Star Beer, Hawk Power Polaris, Mouty Boats, Texas Fish and Game Magazine, ABC 13, Cryptek, and Coastline Trailers. Go to startournament.org, call 713-626-4222. Get signed up today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
I've never felt like this before. It's like you just get me. I feel like my true self with you. Does that sound crazy? And it doesn't hurt that you're gorgeous. Okay, that's it. I'm taking you home with me. I mean, you can't find shoes this good just anywhere. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at your DSW store or DSW.com.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Why are more women than ever choosing Natural Cycles? The hormone-free, side-effect-free way to take control of your fertility. Natural Cycles is a birth control app that uses your temperature to find your fertile window. It is more than a basic cycle tracking app. Natural Cycles is the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app and has helped millions prevent and plan for pregnancy naturally. Save 15% when you sign up today with code RADIO15. Learn more at naturalcycles.com.
Good morning. Welcome back to the Sports Radio 610 Outdoor Show. I can't stop laughing. I've got the British Open on, or the Open, they call it now. And Sergio Garcia just teed off on his second hole, and his drive didn't go where he wanted it to. He kind of lost it a little bit, and he really lost it on the tee box. He broke his driver on the second hole of the Open. So, maybe that's a good thing. Maybe he'll play better now that the driver's out of the bag. Oh, gosh. Golf, what a game. It'll drive you nuts. All right, let's go down to Freeport and check in with Jeff Naylor. I can't quit laughing. All right, Jeff, what's up, buddy?
What's up, Cap Maggie?
Oh, nothing, man.
We got Casey with us this morning.
Casey at the helm. What's up, Casey?
Back in the saddle. Oh, not much, man. Yes, sir.
Well,
you get to Do you get to replace that driver, or is that a deal?
It's out of the bag now, buddy. You break the
driver, boy,
and you're done.
Yeah. Dang it. That's how you know you're a true pro, if you can break all your clubs and finish the whole entire round with your putter.
He's going to have to do like Tim Cup did in that movie and use his shovel or something.
have to use his 7-iron, the only club he had left in the bag that he didn't break. He ended up qualifying for the U.S. Open with a 7-iron. Maybe that's what Sergio needs. Boy, that was golf, man. If you've got any kind of attitude or temper or anything, that's the game you want to stay away from, unless you got a lot of money.
Yeah, that's right. Clubs. I never did, more often than not, I'd walk away a little more pissed off than when I got there, you know.
Yeah.
it's definitely a mental challenge there, buddy. It'll challenge your temper big time.
Yeah. Well, I just stuck with fishing.
Yeah.
A little better at that.
At least you get to bring something home at the end of the day.
Right.
Well, that's
true.
Besides the buzz.
threw his whole bag in a pond when he left the course one time, and he got to his car and his keys and wallet and everything were in the bag, so he had to wait out in the pond, get his golf bag, get his stuff out of it, and he threw it back in there and walked away and never hit another ball the rest of his life.
Wow.
He said, I'm done with it.
Yeah. I don't blame him. Man, that wind's humming now, but...
Boy, it is.
We did get a little break. Yeah, no kidding. Man, we did get a little break, though, at the beginning or at the end of last week. So
Thursday and Friday were nice.
Yeah.
Yeah, I saw that catch, that picture you sent me of Casey. He had a little pile there, buddy.
Yeah, it was a fun day, man. I hadn't got into the dolphin like that in a long time. So
yeah, dolphin are showing up big time. Everybody's catching them right now. You know,
from big time. I mean, they're
the big ones, you know.
Yeah, some big ones are being caught, sure enough.
Yeah.
So we got a couple this last week. Of course, we got a couple of looks like a couple of Dorado going to hit the starboard, and then a couple of snapper
kings, and there's five snapper on the board now too.
Wow, I didn't even see the kings.
Yeah, you got a 33 and a 31.
Wow.
Yeah.
Beatable, man. We got to go catch one.
Yeah.
Still that one
ling, that's saying a lot.
You know, weighed in at Surfside. Yeah. That's the only ling so far.
Wow. That's going to be a tight win this year.
Well, to be perfectly honest, we're going into my favorite time of the year fishing is basically between now and about the middle to end of September. This is my favorite time to fish out of here offshore. It's my favorite time right now.
Yeah.
As soon as you get middle of July out of the way, it really starts getting better. And the weather usually gets better, too. So,
you know, we talked about
it. Usually a pretty good month.
Mm-hmm. I mean, I know if you remember, you know, we talked at the first of the season, you know, everybody was struggling with snapper, you know, mm-hmm. We talked about, said, you know, I think they are around. I mean, I don't think they're gone. You know, I don't think they were out overfished, you know, or anything like that. I think they just weren't sitting on the rocks that everybody was kind of normally going to.
True.
And you know, I ran that theory by Casey last week, and he kind of gave me some insight of what you know, what one of the best captains, what was his name, Robbie
that we used to work for us, you know, there would always be a lull in the snapper fishing back in the party boat days, and it would typically be about, you know, your mid-June to mid-July would be a pretty bad lull a lot of times. And you know, there's different theories about what he would say, but he would say, well, as soon as those shrimpers start shrimping again, he says those snapper get back on them rocks.
They'll tighten up.
They'll go out.
Structure, yeah.
Yeah, they'll get back on the structure, and that seems to be maybe what's happening. But I know that the snappers that we caught this week, almost every one of them had eggs in them. So that's something, too. They're definitely spawning right now. Those bigger fish are spawning right now.
Is it late, or is this normally the...
I think it's a little bit late maybe, but I mean, not nothing crazy, you know, but they're big egg sacks. I mean, they weren't too far from dropping the eggs. So that's something right there too that might be playing into it a little bit. So I think it's the pickup is going to be really soon. We saw some evidence of some pretty good snapper fishing this last week. So,
well, with shrimp season open too, that's going to help king fishing. I think it usually does.
Mm-hmm.
Shrimp boat activity.
We already found some tuna out there on shrimp boats on the second day. We caught four. It's not a lot, but it's not bad for second day of the shrimp season. So it bodes well for that too going forward. I would think this next week they may really really pick up the shrimp boat fishing. So
cool.
Yeah. This is going to be about the second or third year in a row where it's basically started almost instantaneously right when the shrimp season started. Used to be you didn't fish for them. I mean, you wouldn't even start looking until the first week of August, maybe even. I mean, you give them a couple weeks at least.
Sometimes they'd be the first week or two they would drag all day, too, in that deep water especially. They're not doing that right now. They're anchored up.
Yeah, so. This is about the third year in a row they've done that they haven't. They're very minimal, too. There's only about four or five of them out there, right? I mean,
yeah, there was five or six out in that area we were at. We only fished two of them because we only fished the shrimp boats like an hour because it was late. You know, it was 4 o'clock. It's time to come home. So, yeah, but we caught some fish on them, and they had mahis on them, too. They had mahi, they had bonita, they had tuna, they had sharks. So they already had
shocking
life on them already.
Sharks.
Shocking, yeah.
That's shocking.
I had a little
man,
confrontation with
duking sharks right now. I'm see trout guides are they're even running shark trips right now. It's just lock and load.
I mean, hey, good. Go.
Yeah. Hey, Mickey, I got in a battle royale on Thursday with a Mako, and he won.
Oh, you hooked a Mako?
I hooked a Mako, fought him for about an hour and a half on 30-pound tackle. I just wanted to get him up to the boat, get a good picture of him. He was a couple hundred. He wasn't a huge one. He was a couple hundred pounds, probably. He hit my line right by the boat. I mean, I saw him hit it. He was right there.
Right.
And instead of doing his, I wanted to put him to put on a show, but instead of putting on a show, he just went down. You know, they Makos don't really like that warmer water. They like a little cooler water. So he went down to that thermocline, and I couldn't get him hardly come out of it. I mean, he was taking me for a ride. He stayed down in that cooler water, and he didn't want to come up. He didn't want to surface.
Did he jump at all? Not even initially? Nothing?
Nothing. He swam around the boat like a ling.
Did he ate your snapper?
Mm-mm. We were in deep water dropping.
Yeah.
Pulling up one of those little winchman fish. You know what I'm talking about?
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah. He ate one of the winchmans.
He was following it up.
Yeah.
And then so James throws a live blue runner out there.
Yeah.
And that shark just kind of followed it around. He didn't even eat the blue runner. I said, James, that shark wants something either slow or dead.
Yeah.
I took the winchman off the hook and threw it in the water with no hook in it, and that shark just came up and grabbed it.
Yeah.
But then I put a cigar mantle on a hook, threw it out there, and he came in and grabbed that too. And that's when I hooked him on a dead bait. So, yeah. Pretty fish, though.
Yeah,
they
shark,
are cool looking sharks.
Mm-hmm.
I got a gnarly mouth on them.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
That's, you know, they tend to, they get a mouthful, you know, what I've found anyways, if they eat my snapper coming up or something like that, they get a mouthful. They won't, they'll actually give you a shorter fight, you know, I guess. I don't know if it's their breathing, you know, is restricted or something like that. So they,
I just need your fishing rod. Is what I needed. Some bigger line. I couldn't put any pressure. I couldn't put enough pressure on to turn that fish's head. You know, there wasn't enough power there. And then my rod broke about an hour into the fight. I was fighting him with a broom handle after that, and that was made even worse.
You were nubbing him after that. Old nubber.
Mm-hmm.
I lost a big
trout.
I
got
like
a little hot
nubber heat. I hooked a giant trout right at my rod tip. And the sun had gone down and it was pretty dark, and he hit that bait and went right between my legs, and my rod just blew up in about four pieces. And I fought that fish for about a minute and a half before he finally broke the line, you know, with just a nub.
Yeah.
I think I had about a foot of rod sticking up above my reel. I'm trying to fight this giant trout. I'm stupid, man.
The pocket fisherman. He's fishing with the pocket fisherman.
Yeah, that's hilarious. Yeah, well, I mean, you know, at least we're getting some shots at them. So, you know, this the weather's may get a little cleaner up, clean again this week. And, you know, let's hope those
shrimp boats stay around for a little while. That some odd stuff. Casey and I were just looking at the weather, the future forecast today. So maybe a high or some sort of system out there, and it kind of goes away after today, and then Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday look decent. Well, actually nice.
Looks like mid to late this week, mid to late week, it's going to get really, really nice for a few days. How long it lasts, who knows? But looks.
And I'm seeing some forecasts that were popping up that we're going to get some more rain from the east, like that last system.
Yeah, it looks like something's going to happen.
Remember when that came up over there around Louisiana? It laid everything down around here, so maybe that's again.
Yeah.
You guys could use a break, man. I'm telling you, I don't know how. I hate to be trying to make a living doing what y'all do. Hang on, let me knock this break out. I'll be right back at y'all. Hang on a second.
Well,
folks, if you need pipe, valves, fittings, instrumentation, fasteners, or gaskets fast, look no further than Allied Industrial Sales Incorporated. They're your one-stop shop for all of your petrochemical supply needs. They have a full fleet of delivery trucks and same-day delivery. There's no need to wait weeks for other distributors. Let Allied deliver today. And if you're looking for that hard-to-find item and can't wait on long deliveries, their sales team with over 100 years of combined experience are here to support you from start to finish, whether it's a 24/7 maintenance project or ground-up construction. Remember, the first three letters of Allied are all, and that's exactly what they do. Call Allied Industrial Sales Incorporated. Let them handle it for you at 281-332-6224 or sales at alliedinc.com. That's 281-332-6224.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Possibility means you have a chance.
Passion opens the door to all possibilities.
When I feel like anything's possible, I feel kind of giddy.
I want to be an astronaut,
an artist,
an actress.
To visit another country.
All I need is a backpack and a pair of shoes and I'll find a way.
That I'm able to do anything I set my mind to.
I've never felt like more things are possible than right now.
In the right shoes, anything's possible.
DSW, countless shoes at brag-worthy prices. Imagine the possibilities.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Why are more women than ever choosing Natural Cycles? The hormone-free, side-effect-free way to take control of your fertility. Natural Cycles is a birth control app that uses your temperature to find your fertile window. It is more than a basic cycle tracking app. Natural Cycles is the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app and has helped millions prevent and plan for pregnancy naturally. Save 15% when you sign up today with code RADIO15. Learn more at naturalcycles.com.
Good morning. Welcome back to the Outdoor Show. 4:35 here in the Bayou City. All right, let's go back to Freeport. All right, guys, we are back.
Back in action.
We're back.
Man, been a very interesting week so far. Lots of fish being caught, which is good. Kind of warmed us up for this coming next few weeks anyways. You know, plenty of time to put a fish on the starboard. So, it's that time. It's time to start putting some fish up there. That kingfish needs to get to be 40 pounds. I think it probably eventually will. Somebody's going to catch one.
Back in the day, if you didn't have 50, don't even show up, you know?
Don't even show up, yeah.
Oh, man, you ain't kidding.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, 30-pounder, I would never, ever have expected a 30-pounder to stick for more than about a week on the starboard, you know?
I know.
We're catching a few kingfish here now. We're not catching really any big ones, but they're starting to show up a little bit better. We're catching them around some of these shallower water places. We're catching kingfish right now. So,
right.
Yeah, so that's a good sign. And the mahi fishing, like you said, we caught all those dolphin, but several people around here caught bunches of dolphin that same day. So there's just a bunch of them out there right now, which is I'm encouraged by it. I haven't seen it that many in a while, you know, so they're not real, real big, most of them yet, but they're pretty good-sized chicken dolphin, and in another few weeks, as fast as they grow, by the end of the summer, those fish are going to be, you know, 5 to 7 pounds, every one of them.
Yeah,
so,
it's hard to beat a, you know, fresh chicken dolphin fillets. I like
them. Oh, yeah.
They're good.
Oh,
that's
yeah.
Good,
you know,
that's a good-eating fish, man.
Oh, yeah, for sure.
It's good.
One of my favorites.
It's good to point out too. So there's a really hard rip right out there, you know, and they're right about where those shrimp boats start at. Really, I mean, they're just on the inside of the rip now, or were when y'all were out there, correct? But the offshore side of that rip, and what I've been told on the hilltops is that the current is ripping. I mean, ripping.
You got it that fad ripping. Out there. It was bad current.
Bad.
It was laid, that freaking fad was laid over, man. It was running 2.5-3 knots, that current.
Wow.
And there wasn't, I mean, it was, we caught a couple dolphin on that fad, but they were small.
Yeah.
You could tell it was just not where you wanted to be.
Right.
You wanted to try to get out of it a little bit. And like that rip was such a strong, two currents pushing together. When you got on the other side, on the inside of that rip, there was no current at all.
Yeah.
So you had a strong current hitting that no current area. And when we fished the shrimp boats, we sat behind the shrimp boat for 30 minutes, and we couldn't get further away from here to your dock right there. We stayed right there. We didn't move at all. I mean, it would have been a great bottom fishing deal right there. You could have just sat on the spot.
Because
the current, there was none. Yeah. It went from ripping current to no current. Water was still blue and pretty. Just no current in it.
Yeah. So there you go. Use that in your toolbox as you want to for the next coming week.
And don't be afraid if you see a rip. Like, if you see a rip and there was hardly no grass in this rip at all. It was just some debris, a lot of debris, some bamboo, big pieces of bamboo and debris and foam and just currents coming together. There wasn't a lot of weed in it, but the fish were there. I mean, they were there big time. There was bait in it. There was bonitas hitting on the surface. There was and tons of mahis. So the fish were there, even though there's no grass. It's all about that current coming together, pushing the food, you know, in one spot.
Kind of like in the summertime when we're fishing open water, when the wind's down, you find one of those rip lines like that. You know, we call it a tide line inside the bay, and a lot of times there'll be fish. The mullet will raft up on that tide line, and then there'll be big trout and reds laying underneath that mullet.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Same.
Any sailfish being caught? I did get an email last week from a guy that his son is a charter guide, and he caught, in a two-week period, he caught about 7 sails just free-lining blue runners while he's snapper fishing.
Jeez. That guy's got the secret or something. No, I heard somebody caught a couple out there in past 100-fathom curve this last week on one of those those fads out there. I heard there were a couple sailfish caught.
Yeah, the billfish bite is definitely hot on the inshore of the shelf, and I would imagine that the blue marlin bite's probably pretty hot on the shelf too. There was a couple that were caught at Sunrise Rig, which is in 450-foot of water inside the shelf quite a bit. And so the billfish bite is heating up big time. Let me tell you what I mean. That's one thing I was going to lead into. So there's several ships out there, parked from Galveston to Port O'Connor. And, every one of them just loaded up with bait. So that's keeping them here, you know, I would imagine. And there's actually a ship out of Freeport, I believe, the last time I was out, about 35 miles out. There's one that's, toward the east just a little bit.
Mm-hmm.
But anyways, lots of baits to be had, and obviously rips and stuff like that. So yeah, you can kind of expect them to be hanging around for a little bit. You know, going out after sailfish inside of, let's just say inside of the sunrise areas, 450 foot of water around rigs or something like that, kind of hit or miss. I mean, always something you can go look forward to if you find some grass or something like that. But, you know, dink bait fishing is what they call that when you're sail fishing, or at least one process or way to fish for them. You know, probably easier to target them, you know, when they're around some of the rigs or you know, some structure.
And I mean, for sailfish, especially marlin too, but sailfish to even a greater, you can catch sailfish literally anywhere. I mean, they've been caught inside of land before over down here off of Freeport. Oh, they caught them at the Middle Bank bunches of time.
I mean, they've caught them.
Yeah, you can see a sailfish anywhere, really. Water's nice. Yeah. You can catch sailfish in really close.
but yeah, definitely to your point, Mickey, though, lots of billfish being caught. They're definitely on the shelf right now. You know, I heard reports of one of six, two of five. There were several of the marlin boats that did pretty good Friday, who left Wednesday and came back Saturday.
Yeah.
Lots of points on the board for Houston Big Game this weekend, or at least a lot of boats that are participating caught fish. Now, whether they entered them or not, but white marlin, several white marlin being caught as well out there on the fads. Of course, everybody, you know, want to point out that the fads are out there. There's multiple sets. There's a set over – is the ones over in Galveston installed? Or you just went to the
– I know the they're Freeport. Out of here, there's roughly within most people's distance range. There was three of them out of Freeport. From what I understand, one of them is not there.
Right.
The one in the middle ain't there, from what I heard.
Yeah.
I didn't go look. Well, good thing, because I was going to go to it. I'd have been disappointed now. I got there and it wasn't there.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But the one we went to was there.
So the fads he's referring to are right on the shelf, and they're about 1,200 foot of water. So if you, they're probably about roughly 80 miles from Freeport, from the jetties.
Yeah.
Mm. And they're kind of just put out there recently. Those would be a good spot to start at if you wanted to go try to find some fish. If you wanted to troll for marlin or something like that, you know, I would probably, my route, if I did it today, if I went and tried to go put a spread out, I would probably start at East and West Cerveza, probably start at West Cerveza, do some few laps around it, go hit East Cerveza, and then basically V-line it straight to the intersection rigs and kind of little sister being the outermost rig at the intersection. I'd probably try that and kind of put around there for a little bit. There's lots of life over there at the intersection rig right now. Bonita is popping pretty much everywhere, so there's food sources for them to stay. You know, this time of year can be some of the best fishing that you can possibly get for billfish. Far as out of Freeport, you know, when they get collected up on the shelf, you get these weird rips like you're seeing right now. Those fish, the bait and everything stays real tight in one spot for a period of time. I mean, you can keep them, you know, and that the beautiful thing is, if you put a good little spread out, you know, you can catch a sailfish on the long line, you can catch them on the short, you can catch a blue marlin on any of it. I mean, you know, there's just a variety that you can get. Big wahoo, you know, there's all kinds of fish out there right now. And then the Dorados, you know, so, yeah, if somebody's, you know, dream is to go catch a billfish, right now would be the time to do it, you know. Yeah. And a lot of people get a little bit overwhelmed. I talked to a guy yesterday, as a matter of fact, he started asking me about billfishing. I was kind of explaining to him and showing him, you know, what he needs to take and everything. And he said, he showed me his rod set up, and he's got four 130 Tiagras and don't get me wrong. I mean, it's not terrible to have more line than you need, but at the same time,
those are big old reels.
Huge rods, you know, and you just, I mean, right now on the shelf, you might catch a real big one, but they're probably going to be in the 300-400 pound range. I mean, you know, take your time with them. You know, you'd probably be okay with 80s, You don't need crazy stuff. If you're pretty good and you can turn around and you don't have a big spread out, you don't have to chase, or you have the ability to go down and chase them, 50s would probably be enough, as far as...
You got to take out a mortgage to buy 130, don't you?
Man, I'm telling you.
Dude, that thing's got to be expensive.
We were talking about that just yesterday, me and some friends, about how expensive fishing gear is now. It's just unbelievable.
It is. It's crazy. Yeah, I mean, people think, when they go buy that 130 rod, oh, man, we got a bunch of line. Yeah, this thing was like $1,200 or whatever. Well, heck, it's about $500 just to spool the thing. So, I mean, you don't get away. Here,
take it by a tackle store and go spool these five reels up for me. You get there and the bill's like $3,000 or $4,000, going, okay, I'm good.
Yeah. I got some tackle that needs to be replaced, reels, rods. I'm trying to patch it together with duct tape best I can, everything, because I can't see paying for new stuff. I need some new stuff, but I'm trying to make it work.
it's killer right now. There's no doubt. But marlin fishing is one of those odd sports, man. Like, I always get the story about when I took out, when I really started marlin fishing good, and went and bought me, $2,000-$3,000 worth of lures and stuff, and I put all my big old spread out there, had it looking pretty, exactly how it's supposed to go. And the first marlin that hit, he hit my starboard out short and ran right across the other five and broke them all off. Ping, 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 ping. Whacked about $1,200 worth of stuff all in one shot.
That was the first outing I had.
So I learned not to get crazy.
This is going
to
be an expensive hobby I just started.
Exactly.
What have I gotten myself into?
Pretty much.
A good premium trout rig, that we use in the bay. I mean, you can spend for a nice setup, $600 to $900 for a rod and reel combo, to catch a three piece of pencils. That's just, get you three little getting a 5-inch slot there. Boy, you better chew on those fish slow. They cost some money, buddy.
Yeah. Better enjoy it. No kidding.
Three of them.
Yeah.
I'd ever live to see a trout limit of 3 and a 5-inch slot and hear people say, yeah, we caught some oversized trout today. Back the way I rolled up, there wasn't no such thing as oversized trout. That's what you went for was some giant ones.
If you think about it, those trout, it's a red snapper kind of too, the same deal. They're like more expensive. You may as well buy Wagyu beef everywhere you go. It'd be a whole lot cheaper than going and catching these fish.
Oh, yeah.
I'm getting good at that, too. I burned up 4 Wagyu burgers the other night, and I still hadn't heard that down. I hadn't heard the last of that one.
Man.
Yeah, at least it wasn't steaks.
It's tough, man. It's just a tough game. Megan really got into jigging, so we went out and got a couple setups, jigging setups, and you want to talk about some little pencil rigs. I mean, these things, those rods, they're 6 foot, 6'5".
Right.
I mean, literally half the size of a pencil, thickness.
Yeah.
And, I think that whole setup's about $1,400. I mean, buddy. I mean, God forbid you get a real pretty jig or something, and then you got, another $50-$60 on top of it all. It never stops, man. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Never stops.
But, this is the world we live in nowadays. And granted, I'll give you this, though, the technology, I mean, you're paying a lot of money, but it's some of the stuff I've never thought rods and reels and stuff could do, that it's quite amazing from a technology,
It is.
So
we've come a long way in a short while.
We sure have.
What's probably the most popular reel brand, like in your 30s to 50s for offshore fishing these days?
I'm going to probably say the Talikas, the Shimano Talikas are some of the best that I've come across. They're real pricey, they're real pricey. I think as a charter guy, Avid is probably a pretty good choice just because of the rebuild programs and stuff like that that they have, and they are right. pretty much one of the most durable.
Yeah,
you know.
Anybody use Gold Pen Internationals anymore?
You know, there's a lot of people that do. You know, the Tiagra kind of took over that market. So
yeah,
I mean, and there goes another one. I'm sorry, Penn does have a lot of really good reels out too. They do. You know, Penn went through a little period there where they were having a hard time getting reels, you know, particular kinds.
Yeah,
and so I kind of backed off of them for a little while just because of that. But yeah, I mean that's another brand that has some very good reels out. You don't hardly see some of those old gold ones just because the parts are becoming harder and harder to find. You know, and not to say that they're impossible. You know, they can be found, but you know, to your point though. Going back to simplicity of things, you know, those Shimano's, they're a lot, you know, God forbid anything happens to them, they are a little bit more complex right. than, you know, your old gold reels were, you know,
back when I was dabbling in it, man, those old Shimano TLDs, the 15s, 20s, and 30s were just bulletproof. I mean, just...
That's what I used to use for my Kingfish reels, TLD 15s. I'll put 30-pound test on them. That's what we used to use. I like those.
I use those, and in the old Ambassador Garcia 7000s.
Oh yeah,
man, you could put ice fish on that thing and sling it a mile, man.
Oh yeah, many a fish were caught on 7000. That's for sure.
Oh yeah.
Oh yeah, looking good.
That's all World War II tackle now, huh?
Mm-hmm. Man, it's definitely has come a long way.
Archive tackle.
Yep. It's collector's items. They're collector's items now.
Right.
But, you know, moving forward, man, coming up, we got the Lone Star Shootout, which is the Marlin Tournament down in Port O'Connor with the Houston Big Game Fishing Club. You got Mongo still going on. Tournaments around here. Can you think of any Mermaid was this last weekend.
Mermaid already had it, yeah.
Yeah,
Mermaid.
I didn't see how that panned out. Last weekend, the Kingfish tournament was won by Gus Alvarez here in Freeport. That was a good one. Won a little check. I did not see the end results of the Mermaid this weekend, but yeah, a few tournaments still to look forward to. And, you know, I think the Marlin Bite's going to start heating up. I think you're going to see there's going to be a lot more, you know, action on these tournaments, these last summer day tournaments.
Yeah.
And
I think the fishing's really going to be really good for the next month and a half. As long as the weather doesn't just totally crap out on us, it's going to be
good. Well, those fish ought to be good and comfortable and relaxed out there because they hadn't had a lot of pressure on them this year because of the weather.
Golly. Everybody's having to go out fishing on the same day because there's only one or two days. Everybody has to go then. So, yeah, it's like a derby almost.
Really is.
They're coming around, though.
Weird year. You know, and these systems coming, you know, at moisture coming from the east like it is. You never see that.
No, it's definitely different. Well, they're going to have this big, like, huge heat wave supposedly in the middle of the country. It's supposed to be later this week or beginning of this week in Kansas City, it's supposed to get up to almost 110 degrees up there.
It's going to push.
That's the reason it's that high over there in the kind of north and east of us is pushing all this, going to push stuff around the edge of it, you know, through the Gulf. So anything develops, it's going to come west for now anyway. So
what is it you guys like to see, like a Bermuda high set over the Gulf?
Yeah, the you know, when we get our
Bermuda high or something like that, it'll pull
what it,
in and just
what it likes to do out. Is that Bermuda high likes to sit in the middle of the Gulf. I mean, if you go to those buoys in the center of the Gulf, they're usually this time of year they're hardly ever over 1 or 2 feet out there in the middle of the Gulf. There's a couple of buoys out there, so that high likes to sit out there, and we're always on the periphery of it, and that that's what brings in the south wind we're always dealing with. A lot of times that thing will shift west and it'll almost get right over the upper Texas coast, and that's what you want because that's when the wind just totally dies.
Yeah.
And then you get really calm weather.
Right.
Yeah, exactly. So that's kind of what you hope is that high nudges to the west a little further and drops our winds way off.
All right, boys. Well, we are out of time already. That went by really fast. I enjoyed that. It's a lot better conversation when fishing's going on. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
It sure makes things a lot nicer, doesn't it?
Sure does. Got a few bills paid this week, so we're good. You know, we're out of the water just a little bit.
Yeah, made some people happy this week.
Get the repo man off of you.
Yeah. Shook him for a week.
Well, if somebody wants to go fishing with you guys or somebody wants to pull in and fuel up at Casey's Fuel Dock, give them some info how they can reach you fellas.
Yeah, for the fuel account, I want to set up a fuel account. It's been the business has been pretty good lately. I'm getting a few more customers here and there. 979-373-1398.
All right.
And if you want to give me a holler, go fishing. We might have some spots open now, finally, for September, October-ish. Give us a holler at 979-417-1013.
All right, guys. Y'all have a great Sunday, and I'll talk to you next week. Y'all be safe out there. See you.
All right. See you later, Nick. Thank you.
All right. Later, guys. All right. All right, good conversation. All right, we're going to take our top of the hour break. We'll be right back.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
No matter why your clients give, a donor-advised fund from DAF Giving 360 makes charitable giving simple and efficient. They can get a tax deduction upon funding an account, and their assets can potentially grow tax-free as they recommend when and where to give. DAF Giving 360 has over 25 years of expertise bringing donors, financial advisors, and charities together to make a greater impact. Learn more at dafgiving360.org/advisors.